Well, hello there, Gone Wild Audio. I hope everyone is having a safe pandemic and is staying away from everyone they know. So I have some questions that I got asked online, and I thought it would be hopefully entertaining if I read them and then tried to answer them to the best of my ability. So, without further ado, here we go. Alright, so, first one. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? Well, I'm from America, and I'm super generically white, so, I guess some stereotypes about America, that some other countries might have are, you know, not ideal, but it's a big place, and we're not all whatever negative stereotype you think we are. We are lots of stereotypes that you think we are. So I don't know of any one particular one. I think there's this idea that Americans are very conservative. And all have trucks and guns, I guess. I have neither of those. But ethnicity, I think that a lot of people think that, you know, white people have a lot of privilege, and we do. I guess you can't really deny that, and I hope that I'm not, taking advantage of that. I don't think that I am, but I think I've rambled enough about that. Okay, so question number two. What is the funniest / dumbest sexual encounter you have ever had? Well, actually, when I was, I want to say, I don't know, 16 or so, I met this guy online, and he asked me to come over to his house, which I suppose in retrospect is not like a really good idea, but you know, it was like the 90s the 90s, maybe the early 2000s. Anyway, so it was a different time. No, it was definitely the 90s. Anyway, sorry. And so we get there and we sort of, I don't know, have awkward small talk and then kind of just go at it. And that part's really not funny. It's pretty mundane. So we're kissing and touching, and I gave him a blowjob, and then so he finishes, and so we're kind of collecting our clothes, and I can't find my pants anywhere, and I'm like, where the fuck are my pants? And so the guy goes in, you know, further into the house, and he comes back with my pants and said that his dog had them in his mouth and apparently had taken them while I was giving this guy a blowjob. So that was weird. The next one is, what physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? I guess we'll start with the male. I do really like a nice, defined biceps. That's really an amazing turn on. Not like overly, but just like toned. yeah. I mean, lots of other things too. There's the obvious one, but I will leave that for later. Female body. Let's see. I really like women's lips, you know? They're like super soft, and I haven't had like a ton of experience kissing them, but I mean, I definitely have, and I've definitely been a fan. So we're gonna say that. what time during the day are you the most horniest? It kind of really depends, you know? But I would say later, like in the evening, I get pretty horny, but also like in the afternoon. Especially if I'm at work and I don't really want to be at work. So, yeah. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? As much as I can get? No. God. I guess that really depends on your definition of sex. I mean, we're talking about like full penetration, or is this just like blowjobs, fingering, that sort of thing? Anyway, yeah. So I guess if we're talking about like actual penetration, I'm thinking like 5 times, 4, I don't know. Somewhere in there. Next question. Favorite sex position and why? I actually really like any position where I can see the guy because I fucking love watching his expression when he like, you know, pushes inside me. It's very, very satisfying. You know, missionary or cowgirl or variations thereof. But there are certain times when I just fucking love to get on my hands and knees and for him to just like mount me and just go to town. So there's that. What are your Sorry. Next question. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small? I guess I'm gonna go the easy route and say average. Because the other extremes have their drawbacks, you know? I really like getting fucked hard. I mean, I really like getting fucked all the ways, but sometimes I really like it hard. And if the guy is really big, there's like a line there where pleasure becomes not so much. So average, yeah. Worst date and best date you've ever been on. I guess we're gonna count that date where the dog stole my pants as a worst date. Although I've probably had worse. Best date. God, I don't know. A friend of mine. Well, not friend. Yeah. Well, it was complicated. A friend of mine who I was super into. And I'm pretty sure, I won't get into that, But he got a promotion and we went out for like a fancy dinner and to a bar afterwards. And that was like when we just talked and that was a really good date. Yeah. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I love the Dirty Pen Pals one. Wow, I don't know why I couldn't remember that. I love that one. I'm also kind of into pet play. So there's a few that are dedicated to that. Yeah. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating slash relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? That is an incredibly complex question. I think the biggest mistake men can make is overthinking, you know? Because overthinking leads to worrying, and worrying leads to lack of confidence. And, you know, like everything, confidence is key, you know? So, as hard, and I personally have this problem of overthinking things. As hard as it is, you know, try to stay in the moment and not worry about what could go wrong and worry about what is not going wrong and what is, you know, going to go well. How did you stumble upon GWA? So, a while back, I started to get a lot of compliments on my voice, and so I started to do phone sex, like just for fun, and then I tried to do it, and still am from time to time, you know, for money. But it's incredibly time-consuming. You have to be on like all the time, and I have another job that pays better, at least for the time being. So I was just trying to find an outlet to use my voice to you know, turn people on because I think that it's just so satisfying knowing that I'm doing something to like turn someone on and please them, and I just love that. And this was like a perfect place to explore that. Oh, I also love like a challenge, and so finding scripts that are kind of outside my wheelhouse or that push some sort of limit is always like a fun thing to find. So, next one. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? To be honest, I don't actually listen to that many audios. I know it's weird, but I don't know why. But you know, my real hard limit is like really rapey. Not into that at all. You know, there can be some forcefulness going on, but yeah, so rape related things. And underage, like father daughter stuff, it's not really my thing. Right. right. So, next one. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would your gimmick slash character be? What would my gimmick be? Do strippers have gimmicks? Is that a thing? I've been to one strip club, so my experience is, lacking. I don't think I have a lot of upper body strength, so I'm probably not going to be very good at it. I'm going to be honest with you. I think, you know what I am very good at though is like lap dances. So, can we do that? Okay. Do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who is your favorite comedian? You know, I used to drive a lot for work, and I would listen to Comedy Central Radio, and that really helped pass the time. And so I like a lot of things. I like John Mulaney, Mike Birbiglia. I really like Kyle Kinane. In fact, I went to Chicago one time to go to a taping of one of his specials. So that was kind of cool. Yeah. If you could go back in time and talk to yourself, younger self, what advice would you give her? Fuck, so many things. But at the same time, like I feel like I've made a lot of bad decisions, but I mean not tragic decisions, but just ones that I wish I could take back. But then at the end of the day, I think if I didn't make those mistakes, I wouldn't be the woman that I am. So in some case, I guess I would not tell her anything. Also, there's some serious danger of a paradox if you, go back and try to correct mistakes that you made. So, I don't want to risk the space-time continuum. What's the last movie you saw? The last movie I saw in a theater was Jojo Rabbit, which I loved. And the last movie I watched in general was God, I actually can't remember. I've been watching a lot of TV. I've been watching Devs, and catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know I'm doing a terrible job of answering this question. Okay, sorry. Moving on. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I cry at like every movie. I cry happy, I cry sad, I cry triumphant. I really cry if someone like sacrifices themselves for the greater good. God, those are just waterworks. So, yeah, all the time. All right, next one. If all the sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? God, that's an interesting question. I'm guessing they would, I'm guessing they would probably talk about how often I get them out And then not use them. I know that sounds super weird, but sometimes I have like this plan, and I'm gonna like take my time and like, get out a vibrator or dildo or, both and really take my time and treat myself. And then I get into it and I find myself like just over the moon like really quickly. And and a lot of times I just end up fingering myself to climax. I don't know. I have a problem. So they'd probably just talk about how they wish that they were more useful. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something clever with like to infinity and beyond, but I got nothing. To climax and beyond. Sorry, I should not keep that on there, but I'm going to. Okay. This is the last one. Okay. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Okay, so a little bit of a side. I actually love the word cunt. I know that many, 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 many women hate it, and rightfully so. But I kind of love it. I think it's that hard C sound. It's just satisfying to say. In a similar way that fuck is satisfying to say, cunt, fuck. I don't know. Anyway, last time I called someone a cunt, probably myself in some heat of passion, honestly. So I am generally a person who does not want to cause confrontation and create waves. So, calling people cunt has a tendency to do both of those things. So, I'm not sure I've ever called anyone a cunt. I have called people bitch before. But not cunt. I don't think so. All right. Yay, that was it. So, if you're still here, sorry, I haven't like moaned and climaxed like I usually do. There's plenty more of that on my GWA profile. Also, I'm doing this thing where I have a poll to see which of my existing GWA audios is the favorite. So if you go to my profile and vote for your favorite, that would be amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope everyone had fun and learned something about me. I know I did. If you all have more questions, I'd love to answer them. So, yeah, send them my way. Okay. Bye for now.